This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Warmer weather is on the way for the first week of spring. Colorado Springs broke a record on Thursday with 10.2 inches of snow, the most to fall on any March 14th ever. Even more fell Friday, totaling 12 inches at the airport for both days. As for the rain, the city saw its 10th highest two-day recorded average this month, while Pueblo was drenched in almost twice the normal monthly rainfall in a single day. As for Colorado's snowpack, it's 3 weeks away from its historic peak. Even though last week's storm dumped over 60 inches of snow in some places, the snowpack is much lower than it was last year, but higher than previous 3 years. The Natural Resource Conservation Service puts it at 109% of the 30-year median average. It's still unclear how all the snow will affect the drought conditions, though the next possible storm, maybe just a little dip in the temperature and maybe some moisture coming up at the end of this weekend. A lot has to change, though, and we'll keep watching that. A high-profile trial of a deadly Colorado crash begins today. A semi-truck driver is charged with killing a family of five, if you remember this, in Weld County, including a three-month-old baby. The family's great uncle, Thomas Bueno, says he's hoping for accountability.
Every week that goes by, it's just like, why? Why? Why does it take so long?
They were hit from behind on I-25 while heading back from Wyoming almost 2 years ago. Prosecutors say Jesus Pueblo was going 76 miles per hour when the traffic had slowed to a crawl, but didn't brake to try to avoid hitting the SUV. He also didn't have insurance. Pueblo is charged with 5 counts of vehicular homicide.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agreed to a prisoner swap involving opposition leader Alexei Navalny just a few days before his death. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
On Sunday, Putin was asked by NBC News whether he had agreed to an exchange of Navalny for several people imprisoned in Western countries. Putin said he agreed on the condition that Navalny never returned to Russia, but unfortunately, he died before the exchange could become reality. Some of Navalny's supporters have alleged that he was murdered to stop the possible prisoner swap that would have seen him and two Americans freed. I'm Mark Mayfield.
More numbers out due today from Colorado's holiday crackdown. So far, the state is showing 23 DUI arrests just by troopers on Saturday night. Other law enforcement agencies were out on patrol to keep the city streets safe. Last year's enforcement period resulted in 276 people arrested for impaired driving. That was to blame in 31% of all deadly crashes in 2023. So far this year, it's the reason 24 people have lost their lives. An 80-year-old senator is making his position known about age limits in Congress.
No, I don't think there should be an age limit for elected office. Each person has to make their own decision. I had to make an 8-year decision when I made my, because it was 2 years before the elections, a 6-year term, and I think it's the right decision.
That's what Maryland Senator Ben Cardin said to Meet the Press. Cardin had already announced that he would not be running for re-election. The debate around age limits for federal office has intensified as President Biden and Donald Trump are set to rematch in a general election runoff in November. Biden is 81 and Trump is 77. As we've been mentioning, average gasoline prices in Colorado Springs have risen 5.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.95 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of 246 stations in Colorado Springs.
Organizers in Woodland Park are hoping luck is on their side this weekend. KRDO's Bryn Carman with details.
The 5th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is now set for Saturday. It was postponed due to the massive storm. City officials in Woodland Park said not only did crews have enough on their plates to deal with, but many people were still snowed in and wouldn't have been able to attend. The parade will begin at noon on Henrietta Avenue at Memorial Park. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
And finally, marriage rates in the U.S. are back to pre-pandemic levels. New government data shows that there were just over 2 million marriages in the U.S. in 2022, roughly 6.2 marriages per 1,000 people. That's the highest level since 2018. Marriage rates dropped when COVID hit, and in 2020, there were only 1.6 million marriages nationwide. While numbers seem to have recovered from the pandemic, the last two decades have seen an overall downward trend in marriage rates.
Pretty good looking Monday afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy skies this morning, then clearing with mostly sunny skies as we head into the afternoon. High temperatures today still on the mild side in the low 50s, Colorado Springs, about 57 in the Pueblo area. And then as we work our way overnight, morning starts on Tuesday, we'll dip down into the low 30s. Again, mostly sunny skies tomorrow afternoon, warming into the low 60s, Colorado Springs, 64 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.